Good morning. Today's scripture text is Matthew 6:24, which reads, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." This statement by Jesus came right in the middle of his first sermon, often called the Sermon on the Mount. Here the choice is before us: either serve God through Christ Jesus or serve mammon. You can't do both. Mammon is often defined as riches. Thayer, in his Greek-English lexicon, agrees with this definition of riches, or treasure, and then goes on to state that the implications for the word as used here indicates what is trusted in. A suitable illustration for this would be a circus entertainer standing astride two horses galloping side by side, one of his feet on each of the horse's back. As the horses stride swiftly around the ring, the agile performer concentrates on balancing between the two horses. You know, some people live their lives like this, one foot in the church and the other foot in the world. Now imagine a stout iron pole set up right in the middle of the path of the two horses. As the horses bear down on the pole, it becomes obvious to the rider that he must choose one horse or the other. To continue to straddle both horses means a certain crash, smacking dead center onto that pole spread eagle. Now, Jesus' statement that you cannot serve two masters is likened unto that pole. A decision to go one way or the other is absolutely necessary. We must choose to serve either Christ or the riches of this world. To try to serve both not only creates unbearable stress in this life, but leads to pain and destruction in the life to come. Now, each day, we are called to make our decision to serve God or to serve the riches of the world. Once again, Matthew 6:24, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other." You cannot serve God, you cannot serve Christ, and the riches of this world. In conclusion, then, each day we are called to make our decision. Thankfully, the rest of Matthew chapter 6, following that verse 24, is loaded with promise for those who choose to serve God in Christ rather than the world. To those of us who choose Christ this day, the words of Joshua ring clear our conviction. As he stood before the people at that moment of decision, he stated, "And if it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose yourselves today whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." God bless you in this day of decision. This is the day of salvation, we are told. Now is the time. And so, may you decide once again, afresh, this day, to serve Christ rather than the world. God bless.